We're in Siman Tov Reshit Aleph, Sif Beis. The Mechaber continues. He tiru lenakev yarak v'leftoa agozim en mincha ulamala kashachal b'chol. The Mechaber writes that it is permissible to do knivas yarek as well as to crack open nuts from the time of mincha ketana, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, from the time of mincha ketana and on Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur falls out on a weekday. What is knivas yarek? The Mishnah Berurah says that there are some who explain that it is talking about removing leaves from certain types of vegetables in order to prepare them to be able to eat them for after Yom Kippur as the break fast. And even though you are clearly doing something, putting in effort for something on Yom Kippur for the purpose of after Yom Kippur, they were still matir it so that you don't have to fix everything after Yom Kippur, and it will cause agmas nefesh when you're still waiting to eat. You're not going to have any food ready. So we want to be sure that you have the food ready for after Yom Kippur, so we allow you to do things for after Yom Kippur when there's no actual malacha involved in the moving of these leaves. Others, said the Mishnah Berurah, explain that knivas yarek is actually the washing of the vegetables for afterwards, and it is for the same reason. There are other Rishonim who say that it actually causes you more agmas nefesh, not that it prevents the agmas nefesh for after, that you're not going to be able to eat right away. Rather, it causes you agmas nefesh, that you're working on the food, and it makes you more hungry, and causes the fast to be harder for you, and that's what you want to happen. But either way, we permit this act, starting from Mincha Ketana and on, as well as opening up the nuts from Mincha Ketana and on, where the Mishnah Berurah says, at that point, it's clear that it's being done for night, and not for the day of Yom Kippur. But before the time of Mincha Ketana, it might appear that you're doing it for Yom Kippur, which would be prohibited. All of this is only when Yom Kippur falls out on a weekday, but if Yom Kippur were to fall out on a Shabbos, then they would not permit you to do these things, so that you don't come to do it on a regular Shabbos when it is prohibited to do Hachana on a regular Shabbos for Motzai Shabbos. However, the Mechaber concludes, Ha'inna Nagu Les, or now we have the Minhag to prohibit doing these things, and the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because in the later generations, we started to start preparing even before Mincha Ketana, and therefore, since people were coming to do it before Mincha Ketana, we just outlaw Knivas Yarek and Pitzias Agozim entirely on Yom Kippur. The Rama adds, "Im Nafla Deleika B'Yom Kippurim." If there's a fire on Yom Kippur, Mutar L'Hatzel Suda Achas Latzorach Food. We allow you to save food on Shabbos in order to save for the Sudas Mincha. So too, you're allowed to save food for the Suda after Yom Kippur if there is a fire on Yom Kippur. Ukrainis Barla, Simin Shin Lamadal, Ketsa Nogim Zanaz Ebad, Lakas Vashabbos, Vuladim Yom Kippur. We've already explained what happens if there's a fire. Vinagash Etinokas Vasachim Begozim, the minhag is that we allow children to play with nuts, and we don't say that, oh, maybe they'll end up coming to eat them, or maybe anything like that. They're not muksa or anything like that. The minhag is to allow them to do so, since we know that there used to be a minhag to crack open nuts, so too we allow the children to play with nuts, and that's okay. Siman Tov Reshit Beis. Sif Aleph. Ha'ochel b'yom kippurim kakosevas agasa chayav. One who eats on Yom Kippur the size of a fat date is chayev. Upachas mikabeit samat. This is less than the size of an egg. Vishir zeshavol chol adam. This is the same amount for every individual. Bein lananas, bein lo mel chabashim. Whether you're young, whether you're small or very large, this is different. In general, we know that the shir of achila is a kazayis, and that's true whether it's mitzvos or isurim. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, since it doesn't say achila, rather it says v'inisim esnafsho seichem, the Gemara assumes that the definition of inui, the Chachamim decided that the definition of inui is a kosevas hagasa. And less than a kosevas hagasa does not cause someone to be satisfied at all, and therefore they are still hungry, and it is considered as though there is still inui, and therefore they are not punished. There is still an iser, even if you eat less than a kosevis. However, the Mishnah Berurah says a nafkamina is, when we'll see later on, a sick person that's allowed to eat pachos mi kashir, that is permissible for a chola, so pachos mi kosevis hagasa would be the shir, which is permissible. There are interesting discussions regarding if you eat exactly the shear of a kosevis and then some of it gets stuck in your teeth or something like that, so does that count as what you violate or not? Interesting machlokas related to that, but not for now. Sif Beis, kol achalim is starfen l'shir. Zeh, all food is combined together for this shear. Afilu melech shala basar v'tzir shala yarak. Even something which is just causing to help with the food, but that still counts towards a shear. Avalachilu shtia enam mitzarfos. But eating and drinking do not combine